T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to talk about taxes here. First of all, I see a story that says if you think your refund's going to be like it was last year, a lot of Americans filling out their 2018 taxes are surprised to see that they're getting less back. And maybe that tax cut's not working for them. Maybe it is in the long term. I don't know. But the IRS is saying, well, it's still too early to judge yet. Joining us now, Mark Mazur, director of the Tax Policy Center at the Urban Institute. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Tommy. Good to be here.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for being with us. Fox News survey, and it is from Fox now, says that 70% of respondents supported raising taxes on annual income over $10 million. 65% were in favor of raising taxes on those making over $1 million a year. Ocasio, and I kid around calling her Cortez Kennedy. Say it again, Jordan. Ocasio. Ocasio-Cortez. You know who Cortez Kennedy is, don't you, Mark?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Anyways, talking about that the rich used to pay 70%, and now it's time to get them to pay 70% taxes again. Explain all of this, if you will, I guess, Mark, as it relates to a progressive tax, et cetera.
Sure. So Representative Ocasio-Cortez has proposed a 70% top marginal tax rate on income greater than $10 million. The rest of the details of the proposal are not really laid out, but she's focused on that one item. And so that means that people with income of $10 million and $1 would pay 70 cents tax on that last dollar of income. But that doesn't mean they pay 70% on their entire income. We have a progressive tax system now where the first, for a married couple filing jointly, first $24,000 of income not subject to tax, the next $9,000 subject to 10%, and the rates gradually go up to today to 37%. What Ocasio-Cortez is talking about is raising that 37% top rate to 70, but only for incomes above $10 million. And she correctly points out that in the past, the U.S. has had marginal tax rates of 70% or higher. In the 1980s, under President Reagan, tax rates were brought down from 70% to 50%, then to the top rate of 28% with the 1986 Tax Reform Act. Importantly, the way that Reagan was able to get the tax rate down so low was by broadening the tax base and getting rid of tax preferences for a wide range of things and closing out a number of tax shelters. Ocasio-Cortez has said nothing about the tax base, but that's an important component to think about what exactly is going to be subject to that 70% tax rate.
So, you know, I think trickle-down economics came from the Reagan administration and that tax cut, or was that around before then?
That was largely a supporters of President Reagan talked about supply-side economics, which people have characterized as trickle-down. But basically, lower tax rates incentivize higher-income people to work harder, build their businesses, earn more money, and eventually that economic activity benefits the population at large.
So as it stands now, the 1% wealthiest Americans, 1% of wealthiest Americans who own 40% of the country's wealth. Have those numbers changed since the Reagan administration or not?
I think that they have grown in recent years. So yes, in the last 40 or so years, the share of the wealth in the United States that is attributed to the top 1% of the income distribution has grown quite dramatically.
So when it comes to Representative Ocasio-Cortez's plan, is she thinking about raising revenue? Is she more focused on decreasing income inequality or both? And if, for example, the top 1% were to pay 70% in taxes, would that really do anything about income inequality?
Well, it's got two effects going on there, I think. One is that she is looking to raise additional revenues to pay for a number of investment programs that she's outlined. And second, it sends an important signal, I think, to individuals that high-income individuals, when they're being taxed at a 70% rate, may think a little bit about how they want to share the benefits of their income. For instance, if you're a top executive at a large corporation and being taxed at a high rate, you may think that, well, we can spread out the benefits a little more throughout the company and not reserve so much for the top executives.
So I'm getting a couple of texts here, Mark, and I guess I'll go to those first. First of all, they're asking, did anybody back in the day really pay 70%?
So very few people actually paid the top rate. I think there was a maximum earned income tax rate of 50%, so wage income generally was taxed at a maximum of 50%. And, of course, taxpayers paid their advisors and attorneys a lot to try and find ways to reduce their tax burden, either by changing their investments, changing their economic activities, setting up corporations or other types of business entities, or engaging in tax shelters. So the top tax rate wasn't necessarily one that a lot of people paid on their marginal last dollar of income.
And even now, you know, you talk about Warren Buffett and these people, he says he paid less than his secretary did in taxes because of capital gains and a lower tax rate on those. And I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this because it's foggy, Mark, and I don't want people driving their cars in the trees because it's so boring. And usually the things that involve the most money are the most boring, right? And that's if it comes to corruption, if it comes to taxes, if it comes to investment, what have you. Nobody wants to talk about that. But if you talk about, man, you see that Bird Box movie, then you got their interest. And I don't mean that to demean the listeners. I'm the same way. So when it comes to capital gains, do you ever get anybody to pay 70%? And if you were to tax capital gains at 70%, what would be the effect on the economy?
Well, first of all, the current capital gains rate is 20% compared to 37% ordinary income rate. So you're right in the Warren Buffett sense that he could pay less in tax at a 20% rate than, say, his secretary with her payroll taxes and income taxes. But if you were to have a 70% tax rate on capital gains income, individual investors probably wouldn't be selling very many assets to earn that income. Instead, they would find ways to either borrow against those assets and use the borrowing to finance their consumption, or set up corporations to hold their assets and pay tax at the corporate level, not the individual level.
Where does offshore fit in all of this?
Some taxpayers have set up offshore accounts, and that really is more of a way to just avoid taxes and ownership entirely. And have assets held in a potentially secret account in other jurisdictions, not the United States.
So when it comes to Representative Ocasio-Cortez's plan, is that about reducing income inequality or generating money for the Treasury? And in terms of generating money for the Treasury, even if you tax at 1% at 70%, is there any way in the world that's going to provide enough money for the Treasury, or unfortunately, is the burden on those of us that make less than $1 million a year?
Well, a couple of things. One, the Congressional Budget Office has studied the effect of changing tax rates and incomes and tax revenues since the late 1970s. And one of the striking facts that they find is that as the top tax rates move up and down, the tax burden on the top, say the top 1%, moves up and down, but much less than the change in tax rates. And so you should be a little bit conservative when you think about how much revenue you're likely to generate from a top tax rate, say, of 70% on people with income more than $10 million.
So can they make up the hole or not?
The
financial hole, if you will. Huh?
Almost surely not.
That's what I thought.
I think one of the things that is true in taxes is that the bulk of the income earned in a population comes from middle-income wage earners. And if you're going to address financial holes, you kind of go in that direction. It's sort of easy to collect taxes on wage earners. The information is reported to the Internal Revenue Service and Social Security. It's a lot easier doing that than to try and tax income from businesses held by high-income individuals.
Text comes in, and maybe you can address this. It goes to the politics of it. It says, in essence, and when somebody, let me just say this, y'all, when you text in, keep it short, because otherwise it gets all mixed up with other texts. Basically, what they're saying is, have Americans been sold a bill of goods in that they've been taught or guided to vote for a tax plan that really hurts them, but they do it in the name of patriotism?
I'm not sure about the patriotism part, but one thing is the case. I think people exaggerate a lot the effects of taxes on the economy. I think if you just go back through the last several decades, you see in the 1990s, taxes were raised. The economy seemed to do well despite concerns from folks on the right. In the Bush administration, taxes were cut, went into a recession. In the Obama administration, taxes were raised. The economy didn't crater. I think people exaggerate the effects of taxes on the economy. It really is a lot more the underlying health of the economy that drives tax revenue rather than tax rates driving the health of the economy.
Thank you, Mark. I hope you come back on with us. It was interesting, and I understood most of what you said.
Great. Thanks a lot, Tom.
You bet. Have a good day. All right, Mark Mazur, Director of the Tax Policy Center at the Urban Institute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.